Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Who Gets What and Why? The New Economics of Matchmaking and Market Design is a popular economics book by Alvin E. Roth, a Nobel Prize-winning economist known for applying game theory to real allocation problems. The book explains matching markets, settings in which prices alone do not determine outcomes because both sides must choose each other, or because money is limited by law, custom, or ethics. Roth uses examples from medical residency placement, kidney exchange, school admissions, college entry, labor markets, online platforms, and dating to show how rules shape who gets access to scarce opportunities. Its purpose is not to defend markets in a narrow ideological sense, but to show that markets are institutions with designs, frictions, incentives, and moral boundaries. Written for general readers, it translates technical ideas from matching theory and market design into practical explanations of why some allocation systems work smoothly, while others become congested, unfair, or strategically distorted. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, matching markets require mutual choice rather than simple purchasing power. Roth begins from a distinction that changes how readers understand markets. In a commodity market, a buyer can usually obtain a good if the price is acceptable and the good is available. In a matching market, that logic is incomplete because the other side also has preferences and constraints. A student may want a university, but the university must admit the student. A worker may want a job, but the employer must make an offer. A patient may need a kidney, but compatibility, legality, and donor willingness determine whether a transplant can occur. This makes allocation a problem of coordination, not merely payment. The book shows that many of the most consequential decisions in life occur in these settings, where timing, information, and institutional rules can matter as much as wealth. The practical implication is that poorly designed matching markets can waste opportunities even when there are willing participants. A good design helps participants discover acceptable matches, reduces incentives to manipulate the process, and makes it easier for both sides to express preferences without causing chaos. Secondly, stable matching explains why some allocation systems resist unraveling and strategic disorder. A central intellectual foundation of the book is stable matching, associated with the Gale-Shapley deferred acceptance algorithm and later practical work by Roth and others. Stability means that after a matching process ends, there should not be a pair of participants who would both prefer to abandon their assigned matches and pair with each other. This matters because unstable systems invite side deals, early commitments, and strategic behavior that can make markets fail. Roth discusses medical residency placement as a major example. Hospitals and graduating doctors need to be paired. But if offers occur too early or too quickly, participants may accept poor matches out of fear rather than preference. A centralized matching system can improve outcomes by collecting preferences, processing them under transparent rules, and reducing the pressure to make premature decisions. The point is not that an algorithm can make everyone happy or eliminate scarcity. Rather, it can create a structure in which participants have less reason to evade the system. Stability becomes a practical engineering criterion, not just a mathematical property. Thirdly, successful marketplaces need thickness, speed, and trust to function well. Roth identifies three recurring conditions that help markets perform: thickness, lack of congestion, and safety. Thickness means a market brings together enough participants at the same time to create a meaningful range of possible matches. A thin market may fail even when compatible partners exist, simply because they never encounter one another. Lack of congestion means the market can process the available options before opportunities expire. When too many choices, delays, or sequential negotiations, slow decisions, good matches can be lost. Safety means participants must believe the system is reliable enough to use, especially when they transact with strangers or reveal sensitive information. These conditions explain why market design is partly economic and partly logistical. Online platforms, school assignment systems, labor markets, and organ exchanges all face different versions of the same design problem. They must gather participants, help them evaluate options quickly, and make participation trustworthy. Roth's framework is useful because it avoids treating market failure as a single phenomenon. A market may fail because too few people join, because decisions bottleneck, or because fear and mistrust keep participants away. Fourthly, kidney exchange shows how design can save value without creating a cash market. Kidney exchange is one of the book's most important applications because it demonstrates how market design can operate where direct buying and selling are ethically and legally prohibited. Many patients have willing donors whose kidneys are medically incompatible with them. A matching system can pair one incompatible donor recipient pair with another so that each patient receives a compatible kidney from the other pair's donor. More complex chains can expand this logic further, especially when initiated by an altruistic donor. The economic insight is that the problem is not simply a shortage of generosity, it is also a shortage of coordination. Without a well-designed exchange, compatible possibilities remain hidden across hospitals, regions, and databases. Roth also treats kidney exchange as an example of repugnance, the social judgment that some transactions should not be bought and sold even if trade could increase supply. Instead of ignoring that constraint, market design works within it. The result is a humane allocation mechanism that respects moral limits while still improving outcomes. This makes the case more powerful than a standard efficiency argument because it shows design adapting to social values. Lastly, school choice systems reveal how rules shape fairness and truthful participation. Public school assignment is another major area where Roth shows the practical consequences of mechanism design. Families may rank schools may have priorities, and districts must allocate seats under political and legal constraints. If the rules reward strategic ranking rather than honest preference reporting, families with better information or advice can gain an advantage, while others are penalized for sincerity. Older systems in some cities encourage parents to think tactically about whether listing a competitive school first might harm their chances elsewhere. Market design seeks to reduce this burden by using mechanisms that make truthful preference expression safer and more useful. Roth discusses reforms associated with places such as New York City and Boston, where matching systems were redesigned to improve transparency and reduce avoidable mismatches. These examples also show the limits of design. A better assignment mechanism cannot create more high-quality school seats or remove all inequalities in housing, preparation, and access to information. What it can do is allocate existing seats more coherently, reduce arbitrary penalties, and make the process easier for families to navigate. The lesson is institutional rather than utopian. In conclusion, who gets what and why is best suited for readers who want to understand how real markets work when money is not the only deciding force? It will be especially useful for students of economics, public policy, business, healthcare administration, education reform, platform design, and game theory. But it is accessible enough for general readers interested in school admissions, hiring, organ donation, or online marketplaces. The practical benefit is a sharper ability to see hidden rules behind everyday allocation problems who is allowed to participate when decisions happen, what information is revealed, and whether people can safely state their true preferences. The intellectual benefit is an introduction to market design as applied economics, where theory is tested against institutional detail. Compared with many popular economics books, Roth's work stands out because it is not mainly a collection of behavioral surprises or broad claims about incentives. It is grounded in a field that has redesigned actual systems, including residency matching, kidney exchange, and school choice. The book also distinguishes itself by treating ethics as part of design rather than as an afterthought. It shows that a well-functioning market is not necessarily an unregulated one. It is a set of rules that helps people coordinate under scarcity, preference, and trust constraints. If you would like to support Alvin E. Roth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.